Cats 101 is back. Are you guys excited? Because I'm excited. We've been gone for a little bit, but you know what? We're back. We're better than ever. And today we're talking about how to afford study abroad. Studying abroad can seem like a really expensive sort of ordeal. You know, you have to afford not only the tuition that comes with it, but the flights, the food, the housing. So today we dive into how can you afford to go abroad and how can we reduce the costs. Turns out, it's not that bad. So today I talked to the lead peer advisor at SMU Study Abroad to talk about some of these things. She helped me understand the financial aid, some of the grants and scholarships to recommend, and overall, why it's beneficial to go to study abroad. So without further ado, let's get into it. You start by introducing yourself. Major, year, what you do at study abroad?
Yeah, I'm Averill Harchi. I am a senior here at SMU. I'm majoring in theater and political science, and this is my third year working at the SMU Study Abroad office, and I'm the lead peer advisor.
So what are some of the things that your office does, and what do you do as a peer mentor?
Yeah, so SMU Abroad facilitates the application process for all credit-bearing study abroad programs that SMU students can participate in. As peer advisors, we meet one-on-one with students. We answer emails, answer phone calls to help students apply to study abroad on whatever program they want to. We also help students select programs and anything that they need help with throughout the application process.
So what would you say are the benefits for students going abroad?
Yeah, so there are a few obvious benefits. You can advance degree progress. We offer programs for major and minor credit, as well as common curriculum credit, language credit, but also there are internship programs that can help build your resume. It also just helps give a better global perspective for students. I think that's something that I benefited from and that students can benefit from is that we live in an increasingly globalized world and employers really want to see that students have a broader perspective. So I think studying abroad can really help provide that benefit to students.
So have you studied abroad somewhere?
Yes, I studied abroad on two different programs. I did SMU in Tuscany and earned my language credit in Italian. And then I also did SMU internships Prague, Dedman, where I did an internship in a law firm as well as took a comparative law course.
So how do you think that helped you like in your career?
Yeah, I think the internship specifically, I was able to work day to day in a law firm and see what that was like and also build my research skills and communication skills abroad. So that's on my resume now and I've been able to talk about that in different interviews, as well as gain a greater perspective on the world from living there in Czechia for 8 weeks.
Awesome. Yeah. So can you kind of explain how those who are currently receiving financial aid, whether that be federal mm-hmm. aid or school aid, how that will kind of affect their tuition mm-hmm. when they're applying to go to study abroad?
Yeah. So all of our SMU study abroad programs for tuition is always paid through the bursar's office, like every other term here at SMU. So in terms of a semester for tuition, we refer students directly to student financial aid to see how that might affect normal tuition, like a normal semester here at SMU. In terms of an intersessional term, like a Jan term or a summer term for our short-term programs, we have a tuition and financial aid calculator on our website where students can go in and put the amount of credit hours they're taking, the scholarships that they have, and get an estimate of the financial aid they'll receive for tuition. But we always ask that they contact the Student Financial Services to confirm that they will receive that aid.
Gotcha. And so how about some of the scholarships that you'll offer? Are those mostly merit-based or are they need-based?
Yeah, I think it's important to distinguish between a few different types of fees for studying abroad. Firstly, tuition, which we just talked about, is paid through the bursar's office. And then commitment fees for short-term programs are paid to SMU Abroad. Program fees for long-term programs are paid to the provider of those programs. In terms of scholarships from our SMU Abroad office, we offer need-based scholarships that can go towards tuition. For each application cycle, students have to apply by the early decision deadline to be eligible to receive these scholarships, but it is free to apply, so we encourage students to apply early and start talking with the abroad office early about different opportunities for them.
Are there any other scholarships either that y'all offer or that maybe another school offers mm-hmm. that you think could be helpful to reduce the cost of it?
Yeah, so we refer students to more national fellowships like the Gilman Scholarship or Boren Scholarships. We actually have a fellowship advisor here at SMU. His name is Brandon Miller. So we suggest contacting him to go through that application process. In order to apply to these scholarships, the Gilman and the Boren, students also need to submit an application with SMU Abroad to go abroad and use these scholarships. Those have their own timeline that students need to pay attention to as well.
Gotcha. Are there any other resources besides your fellowship advisor that you would point some students to?
Yes. So on our SMU Abroad website, we do have a scholarships tab where students can go and look and see if there are different scholarships that apply to them or their specific study abroad program. Some of our providers that we work with, once students are accepted into a study abroad program, have additional scholarships that students can apply for after committing to a program. And I always suggest to students that they go talk to every scholarship group they're a part of, every department they're a part of, and see if different departments will sponsor their studying abroad.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the specific deadlines for financial aid and for some grants and scholarships that students need to know?
Yes. So like I mentioned, for need-based scholarships that go towards tuition from our office, those are offered for every term, every application cycle, but students need to submit their overall SMU Abroad application by the early decision deadline of that cycle. That does vary by cycle, but all of those dates and deadlines are on our website under the dates and deadlines tab. In terms of the Gilman or the Boren, like I said, they need to work with the fellowship advisor to ensure that they turn those in, so since those are national fellowships.
Mm-hmm. What's your biggest tip for students to be able to afford this?
My advice is to start early. Talk to your parents or anyone else involved in your financial situation about how studying abroad is going to work for you. Talk to your financial aid advisor. Talk to the SMU Abroad office. You can schedule a one-on-one meeting with us at any time so we can talk about what programs you're interested in. Know that you're wanting to study abroad and figure out how that's going to fit into your financial picture.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a random question.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are some additional costs with study abroad. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're going to a new country, you want to try new foods.
Yes.
If you're going to Europe, you want to go on mm-hmm. the trains, you know, and visit different places. So how did you like budget towards that mm-hmm. before you went? How did you kind of go about those extra costs?
That's a really good question. Yeah. So I knew I wanted to study abroad since like junior year of high school. So I had been saving money and I used all of my savings on my study abroad experience in terms of taking trains and flights to different locations. I know that the Gilman Scholarship does allow you to use different money from the Gilman Scholarship applies to certain flights and trains that different scholarships at SMU might not apply for. So there are certain scholarships that are more lenient in terms of what you can use that money for in terms of studying abroad. But honestly, I just saved money. I also took out a loan. I'm not advertising that to anybody, but that's always an option in order to afford studying abroad. Again, you need to look at your own financial picture, talk to the people involved, and figure out what's right for you in terms of studying abroad.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between, like, I know that there's different kinds of like living situations, mm-hmm. like you can live in like a dorm or with a mm-hmm. family. Is there different costs attributed with each of those?
So it depends on the program. We have a variety of summer programs and semester programs that offer different living situations from homestay to dorm to a shared apartment. In terms of our summer programs, those are a standard commitment fee depending on the program across types of housing. So that shouldn't affect that as much. In terms of our semester programs, those fees are paid to the provider, so they'd have to be working with our provider in terms of homestay versus an apartment stay. So it really does depend on the program, but students can come talk to our office about that.
Gotcha. So do you think there's any other sort of tips or advice or anything else you think that students need to know about either their finances going abroad or just mm-hmm. studying abroad in general?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I've already said this, but starting as early as possible, we do operate about 6 to 8 months out in terms of the application opening for students to apply to studying abroad for their desired term. But honestly, I think it's good to start 1 year, 2 years in advance, knowing that you want to study abroad so you can really fit that into your life and make the most out of it, and so that you're not scrambling at the end to pay for it or apply to the programs, because that's when students get into a sticky situation.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. As always, SMU Financial Literacy is here to help you. Email us at financialliteracy@smu.edu with any questions and follow our Instagram at SMU Financial Literacy. Pony up! This podcast is a resource for students in regard to personal financial management, including budgeting and saving techniques, incurring and managing debt, and in general dealing with their personal resources. The presenter of this podcast and those leading the interviews are not certified financial planners, licensed as financial advisors, or experts in the field of financial aid. However, guests interviewed may include professors, financial advisors, or others with expertise in the area which are covered by the podcast. Each individual that listens to this podcast should consider that the information presented is not financial or investment advice, is general in nature, and is not specific to the facts of any individual.